This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. News of a suicide bomber outside a pop concert in Manchester, England this week horrified us. Cable news shows and online publications responded right away, piecing some of the breaking news story together using a slew of social media. One result was an endless loop of cell phone videos on our TV from victims at the event.
What's going on? Oh my God!
Kelly, while covering breaking news around the clock is nothing new, Poynter found fault with this coverage. Why is that?
The first thing I did when I heard about this attack is I went to look for the video. That's the first thing that most of us did. News organizations know that this is how the audience behaves. So they also immediately look for video and images, mostly generated from people who were at the event. So every time they have a new detail to report, they use the same videos and images over and over again because they know that that's what we in the audience are after. And there's a problem with that because it actually feeds terrorism. That's what the terrorists want, is they want to scare people.
But isn't news of a possible terror attack something the shows should be covering? Politicians, including President Trump, have claimed the media don't cover the issue enough.
News organizations have to cover a terrorist attack, but how much of the coverage that you saw actually helped you understand why terrorism happens or how to stop it? The journalists who have the bigger platforms, they need to make sure that they're including that information in their coverage. You know, Trump criticized the media for not covering terrorism, and I found that misplaced because we cover terrorism a lot. There's a certain kind of terrorism that we don't cover, and it's not the kind that I think Trump wants us to cover. Most of the victims of terrorism are Muslims in the Middle East. It doesn't drive ratings the way a suicide bomber and an Ariana Grande concert does.
Poynter used the word lazy to describe some of this coverage. Is that a fact?
Absolutely. Because you don't have to have a reporter who's an expert in terrorism like the New York Times does. You just have to have an editor who can sort through all the wire services and get that information into your content. And this is newsrooms everywhere, including like online newspapers. They get away with reporting just the horror because the audience keeps coming back for it.
So what are some specific things that journalists, news organizations can do to responsibly report on breaking stories?
Understand that there are actual scientific studies that demonstrate that when journalists cover a terrorist event wall-to-wall, nonstop, that actually is likely to inspire more terrorist event. And then you want to take into account the impact of the information on the dignity of the individuals. You want to be super suspicious of unsupported theories. You want to check the veracity of all the images that you do use. And these guidelines and more actually come out of a UNESCO recommendations for journalists for covering terrorism.
I'm going to be a cynic here. Aren't some of these organizations really more concerned about ratings and not journalism?
Unfortunately, when it comes to terrorism, I think that's true. But you shouldn't be a cynic. You should be a skeptic. A skeptic would say, let's change this. It doesn't have to be this way. A cynic would say, there's nothing we can do about this. We're destined to live with these conditions because the media environment is so chaotic. I don't believe that.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, thanks so much.
You're welcome.